In the meantime, the South Australian government says it'll keep the doors on that state shut to visitors from Victoria for the time being. It's decision day two in Queensland. The government there will decide later today if the 10th of July will see that state's borders reopen. Tourism operators are hoping the government can find a way for that to happen and to safely manage the risk from Victoria. Rachel Mealy has this report.
South Australia has already opened its borders to travellers from WA, Queensland, the Northern Territory and Tasmania, and had been moving towards reopening its border with Victoria on the 20th of July. But with the developments in that state, South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says that's now not possible.
We are not in a position to remove our border on the 20th of July. Now, we will consider the ACT and we will consider New South Wales. The Transition Committee will continue to do this work. We're very pleased with the way that the ACT and New South Wales have been performing. And so it's likely that we will set a date for the removal of the borders with the ACT and New South Wales, but we'll now do that independent of that July 20th date.
South Australia has also introduced restrictions for AFL teams moving through Victoria.
Any teams coming in from Victoria to South Australia will have to do that 2 weeks of isolation. Any South Australian team that plays a Victorian team or goes to Victoria to play a Victorian team will have to do that 2 weeks of isolation on return to our state.
Premier Marshall says Australia will gradually move towards managing outbreak hotspots rather than relying on border controls. But until then, he says he has to make a decision on behalf of the state.
I know that this is tough. I know that there are many families who are dislocated because of the border arrangements. I know that it's very tough on business because of the border arrangements. But we've got to protect the people of South Australia. We have worked so hard to get ourselves into a very enviable position, and we're not prepared to go backwards.
Meanwhile, over in Queensland...
Queensland, where life's beautiful one day and perfect the next.
Queensland tourism operators are ready to share that perfection with the rest of the country. They want borders opened on the 10th of July in line with the government's previously announced roadmap. The Chief Health Officer will make her recommendations to the Premier, who will then discuss it with Cabinet before making an announcement later today. Daniel Geschwind is the Chief Executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council.
We are obviously aware that the situation in Victoria, on some parts of Victoria, is not great and a concern, and we accept and respect that. But we are hopeful that with all the medical advice and all the medical experience available now, the approach will be managing these issues and managing the transmissions through the tracing and every other measure that's been put in place, and we can get on with business up here.
It's 6 months to the day since the World Health Organization received its first report about the outbreak of coronavirus in China. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there's still a long way for the virus to run. And just when we thought humanity couldn't take any more, a study published in a US science journal says that researchers in China have discovered a new type of swine flu that is capable of triggering a pandemic. The authors of the report say the virus is a descendant of the H1N1 strain and has all the essential hallmarks of being highly adapted to infect humans.
Rachel Mealy.